That one is specific to the U.S. So whether or not there will be a reenactment of the analytic process will be figured out as we go. But what I was thinking as I wrote this is that we have to discuss, and this is part of our key concepts, coercion more broadly in order to encompass our discussions of our early childhood experience and how, because of this, we have perpetuated the notion of the state, that we have unconsciously manifested it, and that we need to see where this behavior comes from by seeing the intentional structuring of coercion throughout all aspects of our lives, throughout every inch of the construction we've been calling reality, quote unquote. Continuing with Alice, if access to this knowledge is cut off, knowledge of what happened to us as children, parents can strike and humiliate their children or torment and mistreat them in other ways without realizing how they are hurting them. They simply are compelled to behave this way. Two, if the tragedy of a well-meaning person's childhood remains hidden behind idealizations, and my comment, clearly, the idealization of the big parent, the state, must be discussed in this context as well, because it is the difficulty in chief that we must overcome, that state in us, to get our freedom. All over the world, there are uprisings today that fall into this pattern of idealization and repetition compulsion, uprisings that either authentically or through the influence of clandestine action displace rage onto substitute objects, or more rarely, can be viewed as an incipient rising to consciousness of our experience of class abusiveness. But we see as well in these desperate protests our inertia in the face of the bully state, our inertia about pursuing a path of self-sufficiency through working together locally and globally. This is the obvious thing we need to be doing right now, working together, as well as the crisis of our inactive empathy, particularly here in the U.S., which we address by means of the step-by-step growth of our understanding through our training practice and through our subsequent autonomous mutual association, that we are consciously associating as global, i.e. as free beings, reflects our reclaimed empathy. We can finally care about each other and do something about our concern that's legitimate, that's authentic, that is actually moving forward an alternative that will result in freeing all of us, all of us. When we hear of our brothers and sisters being slaughtered in confrontation with the states that have claimed them as their property to dispose of as they see fit, in India, Indonesia, South Africa, Somalia, Tunisia, across the Middle East, Mexico, it's important that it's so important that we have at the ready a meaningful response, meaningful in the sense that our full self is engaged. If we are true to our authentic self, then we have our reacquired empathy as well, the whole of which can only be erected on the solid edifice of the truth, only through our possession of our clear story of class can we gradually begin melding these uprisings together in global general strikes and achieve our freedom. The unconscious, continuing with Alice, and she was just saying that if a well-meaning person's childhood trauma remains hidden behind idealizations, the unconscious knowledge of the actual state of affairs will have to assert itself by an indirect route. This occurs with the aid of the repetition compulsion. Over and over again, for reasons they do not understand. People will create situations and establish relationships in which they torment or are tormented by their partner or both. 3. Since tormenting one's children is a legitimate part of child rearing, this provides the most obvious outlet for bottled up aggression. 4. Because an aggressive response to emotional and physical abuse is forbidden by parents in almost all religions, this outlet, that is to say, abusing children, taking out one's aggression on children, is the only one available. Our power guys, of course, have numerous additionals. Unfortunately, I have to tell you, each day it is difficult, no matter how much it becomes the norm. It is difficult for me to really, really get in my heart that there are folk who intentionally cause ill health. And this is a step, and this is a step beyond what was happening a half century plus more decades ago, in which they've actually fine-tuned the frequencies to simulate, if not actually create themselves, to mimic or create diseases to make us ill. Are we feeling Miklos yet? Recall what he said. There is no worse criminal than the criminal doctor. They're the ones who show power how to kill us secretly. And on that not very happy note, I'm going to have to redo this next week and ask for your forgiveness for my being so not fully present these days. I love you so much. Thank you so much for being there. Until next week, peace.